Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We're going to kick off tonight's Open House by taking you north of Australia and an unfolding catastrophe in the wake of one of the modern era's worst storms, Typhoon Haiyan. It's ripped through the central Philippines with staggering winds of up to 380 kilometres an hour across a 600-kilometre front. There are unconfirmed reports tonight that in one province alone, Leyte, 10,000 people may have died. Haiyan is now beginning to slam into Vietnam. In the Philippines, the typhoon has impacted areas where World Vision runs community development programs for tens of thousands of children. Jeff Lamigo is the Media and Communications Manager at World Vision Philippines, and he joins us now on Open House to give us a sense of the scale of the devastation and the mammoth needs that Haiyan has left in its wake. Jeff, welcome to Open House.
Yes, thank you for having me. An opportunity to share what's happening.
Jeff, it's such a time. I'm so grateful that you've given us this time. Tell us what you've seen and what you've experienced of this typhoon.
You know, I felt a different feeling, a more distinct feeling about this specific typhoon. But, you know, we very well know that the media has been really profiling this as the strongest typhoon. Well, it is. And I've been in relief and disaster work for about 10 years now. And the past 5 years, I've seen the biggest typhoons. And I would say this would compare to the recent typhoon last year, Typhoon Bopha, which killed about 1,000 people in Mindanao. But this is distinctly big, devastating, and it really covered a lot of areas. The whole line of Visayas, this devastated, really. Everything was on a large scale, you know, big trees uprooted, you can never imagine. Coconuts easily snapped like matches. You've seen houses, big or small, didn't recognize which one has the mansion or just the huts. And they're crumpled like paper, and all these roofs flying all over. And some of the survivors were describing that they were like inside a washing machine, and they really helped us, and what to do, just waiting, you know, for their fate, if they will be survive or be spared from this.
And there has been a terrible human toll.
Of course. And there's been a increasing number of deaths, staggering, really. I mean, initially there were like 151, according to the National Disaster Authority, there were like 151 deaths. But now it has gone over that tenfold, and they are actually predicting that this could reach about 10,000. But that is yet to be verified. So how do we make sense out of this? And as people really are really devastated, and in fact, me personally, there are some of my colleagues who live in the area who were affected, and their families even. And it is really heartbreaking for the whole nation.
Yes.
See.
How prepared was the Philippines for the force of Haiyan? Perhaps the question is, was there any way the Philippines could have prepared itself?
We came prepared for this. In fact, if you review the report of the Disaster Council, there were like massive preemptive evacuations in different provinces and regions, and all local disaster councils were alerted. We were not prepared for this magnitude of typhoon and catastrophe that really caught us, or caught the people really surprised.
Yes.
There were a lot of the evacuation centers pre-positioned in the areas, the gymnasiums, in fact, and they were, you know, simply destroyed.
Yes.
And there were a lot of evacuees inside, and they died.
It will probably take weeks, maybe months, for the full extent of the damage and the devastation to be known.
Yes, I agree with you, because right now, in the last 2 days since the onset, the challenge has been how to access the hard-hit areas. Whatever you've been seeing in the news or international media is just a part and parcel of a bigger destruction that has happened.
Yes.
In fact, we really have to take this step by step, and it's also an opportunity for us to help each other, give each other a hand to really face this and help people's lives be uplifted.
Jeff, what can you tell us about the scale of the relief effort that's now underway, the recovery effort? Who's helping and how are they helping?
Yeah, I would say that the national government is really taking the lead in terms of addressing the immediate needs of the people affected. I would say immediately the need for food, aid, non-food essentials, sleeping materials. So many people were injured, countless, so they would need medical care and assistance. I cannot imagine how we can bring in a hospital again, because some of these hospitals are rendered useless, and there's really a vast need. And that's the World Vision. We're not just a relief agency, but we're also a child-focused organization. So we're also looking into the special needs of the children, how we can help them cope from this crisis. And many children have died as well.
Yes.
So it's really heartbreaking for all of us. And I appreciate that the humanitarian community, even the Australian community, have been signifying compassion and willingness to help. In fact, the UN and the international humanitarian community are expressing and signifying their intention to support government. As for World Vision, initially we are targeting to help based on the resources that we have, and probably more resources to raise. We're targeting initially about 240,000 families to be supported.
What can people do in Australia to be part of the relief and recovery effort, Jeff?
I mean, I appreciate that question, because we will really need some help and some, you know, compassion from different people. And the one practical way is really to give your blessings. I mean, some funds and donate. In the past, World Vision Australia has been really supportive of our country in terms of humanitarian efforts. So we would appreciate, now is the time we can also see how the people, I mean, our neighbors would try to pitch in and help our people in need.
And people can do that through the World Vision website, worldvision.org. Jeff, I'm sure the thoughts and prayers of everyone listening and so many people around the world are with you and your country this night. I'm so grateful, as I said before, that you've taken the time to join us and bring us up to date on this terrible devastation. Thank you so much indeed for your time. Wish you well.
Thank you so much as well for your concern. God bless.
We should also add one other very sad note, with reports that a former Australian Catholic priest, Kevin Lee, has lost his life in this typhoon. He went to the Philippines to live with his wife after becoming a whistleblower about child sex abuse in the Catholic Church here. In fact, earlier this year, Kevin joined us on Open House and during that interview spoke about his new life there.
In the latter part of my priesthood, I found myself being attracted to doing things that were actually practical Christianity rather than just pastoral and liturgical. So, yeah, I'm spending a little bit more time now dealing with the poor and living with them and ministering to those sorts of people that have needs, rather than the people that just come for their baptisms and their weddings and their funerals.
In particular, at an orphanage in the Philippines where you now live.
Yeah. There's an orphanage there we've had a long association with as a parish, and we've supported them, and I've continued to want to do something for those children, and probably in a way of returning for the, you know, making a sort of compensation for the damage that priests have done to children, to show that priests can work with children without having ulterior motives.
That's Kevin Lee from earlier this year on Open House, and just 2 months ago, his wife gave birth to their baby daughter. And again, if you'd like to help in the relief effort that will continue for a very, very long time, World Vision's website is worldvision.org. across Australia. This is Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.